This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Does this bug you guys, though? Mr. Kuminga guy over there, and Grandy brought this to my attention. Does this bother you? Listen to what the guys said about Schroeder joining the team. First of all, this is post-game last night from Draymond Green and talking about Dennis Schroeder and fit.
I don't think he was necessarily brought here to fit. We play a certain style of basketball that he does not really play. And I don't think the goal is to get him to play the style of basketball that we play. We need someone that can do the things that he does. And so I'm looking forward to us adjusting to him. Not necessarily, he'll have to adjust to some things, and he's a pro. He understands that. But we have to adjust to him because he's bringing something that this team needs. And to just think or make him fall in line of what we do, we wasting our time and even bring him here. Because we need somebody that can do what we necessarily don't do.
Does that bother you at all?
Not really, no. Because I think about, and the example I'm going to give is not to give it to say that this player is that player, but when Kevin Durant came here, you adjusted what you did for Kevin Durant because he doesn't play the way that you play.
Sure, top five player in the league.
Correct. And, Kevin Durant is an automatic bucket, but you definitely changed the way you approach offense when he was on the floor. You did a lot less running around that you do now. And I think Schroeder's the same way, where he's a guy who's going to need the ball in his hands more. He's going to look to get his out of certain sets that are not necessarily what you normally run. So it doesn't bother me. It actually is an astute observation from Draymond Green.
Okay, same subject, Mike Dunleavy, earlier today.
The play style stuff, rotations, all that's on Steve. We've talked about it thoroughly, though, and I think he's open and aware to some of the strengths Dennis has and what he can bring to the table. It's no secret we need to improve offensively, and sometimes making some shifts in what you're doing and philosophically is the right way to go about things. So we'll see how that unfolds, but yeah, we know who Dennis is as a player. We know what we're acquiring, and in order to play to his strengths, we may have to shift some things.
Can we bring Grandy in? Grandy, does that bother you at all? Because you kind of said to me, like, whoa, you guys will adjust for Schroeder, but you won't adjust for Kuminga?
I mean, obviously it's different skill sets, and Schroeder's more of a ball handler and a creator and a distributor more so than Kuminga is. But what has hurt the Warriors the most recently, it's scoring the basketball in clutch times. It's lost them so many games. And I don't know if you're a little less stubborn about the way that you play and you just give the ball to Kuminga and run pick and roll with Andrew Wiggins, that might work more than Stephen Curry trying to beat a triple team at the top of the key over and over.
Do you really think that it would? Do you? Like, just search that for me. I know that we're frustrated.
They have had terrible closing game stretches.
No question. But are you guys really in that camp? Let's just give Jonathan the ball. Let's ride.
You saw how they closed the game at home against Houston without Steph, without Draymond, led by Kuminga and Wiggins.
No doubt.
How did they close the game in Houston with Steph and with Draymond?
It's a fair rebuttal. It's a fair rebuttal. But if I ask you that, are you guys, Dibs, are you confident that Jonathan Kuminga, here's the ball, dude, and he's a bucket getter late in basketball games?
Well, he can be. And I think the counter to that is, if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to give him the ball and let him cook, so to speak, then what good is he out there on the floor? Because he's not a great post-up, catch-and-shoot, corner three-point shooter or above the break, as Tim Roy so eloquently always says. So if you're not going to use Kuminga in that way, then why bother having him out there?
Well, okay, let's go there for a second. Let's say, all right, let's do that. Well, then this will sound so ridiculous the first time you hear it, but I kind of believe this. If you're going to do that, then what good is having Steph out there?
because Steph is a guy that is going to run screen and roll with Draymond. And Steve Kerr actually said that to us last week when we had him on in his weekly spot. That is always going to be their best play. They've been doing it for more than 10 years.
I think what's being proposed, though, is not doing that and running it through Jonathan Kuminga. And my argument would be is when you give the ball to Jonathan Kuminga, it kind of ends there. He's not a good passer. He's not going to break people down and find Steph Curry in the corner for a three. He's not going to do that.
Right, you can do both. And what I think I hear Grandy, well, every trip down the floor doesn't have to be the same thing. And what I'm hearing Grandy say, it's kind of what I'm seeing late in games, and this is what I asked Steve last week, is it seems like under 4 minutes, what they do is Draymond screen for Steph. If they double Steph, pass back to Draymond, Draymond create, Steph runs around, let's try to get it back to him. It seems like that's all they do. If you have Kuminga out there, maybe one trip you do that. Screen and roll, Steph and Draymond. One trip, it's isolate Kuminga and let him try to cook. And I think that Schroeder is, from a usage standpoint, more like Kuminga than he is Steph. I mean, he's kind of a combination because he can pass and create. And I don't think Kuminga at this point in his career, to your statement, he's not quite that player yet where if you ran a screen roll for him and he comes off the screen, he's going to look to get downhill. He's not going to look to get in the paint and maybe kick it out and find somebody.
He's going to shoot the thing, whether it's there or not.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
I think that there's value.
That's not great offense in the NBA.
But there's value in that because he can get to the rim and get to the foul line.
Mm-hmm. And what's the problem with that?
Well, he hasn't made it at a high rate. But the other thing is, what you're doing in the end of games right now is screen for Steph, and teams are just trapping him. And so he's either got to shoot a 30-footer contested, or you give it up, and then now you're left with what?
Yeah, I don't argue that. I don't argue that what they're doing is working. I'm certainly not going to argue that. It's not. But the acquisition of Dennis Schroeder to me is more about that and having another ball handler and another scorer and another person who can both knock down a shot but also create one for someone else. You know, like, I don't know, man. The Kuminga thought, again, it's nothing against the skill set. I don't think that's winning basketball. Even if it's being done at the highest of levels. Like, talk about what you guys are saying about Jonathan Kuminga and what you wish the Warriors would let him do is basically James Harden basketball. And there are a few others around the league doing it. And what they don't do is win. They don't win. It doesn't work.
Well, you're talking about a whole game of that. I think that there are spots and there are when you can... You know, if your closing lineup is Steph and Draymond and Wiggins, because Wiggins has been really good, and then you can put in either Buddy Hield or Slow-Mo, depending on the matchup, and then you have Kuminga, I do think that there's space for Kuminga to, at times, on possessions, get the ball and attack, depending on who is guarding him. What I'm seeing too much is just the garden variety, high screen for Steph, and, you know, it either works or it doesn't work, and... If Steph gets double teamed, which defensively, that makes the most sense. If you've got other non-scorers on the floor, just get it out of his hand.
I mean, take a look at last night, right? If you put the ball in Luka Doncic's hand, right? What happens if the Warriors run at him, like really run at him and double team him? What happens?
He's going to find the open player.
Right, start spinning it around, and what happens? Three-pointer over there, three-pointer over there, three-pointer shooter, three-point shooter over there, and a big guy in the middle. But the Warriors don't do that.
Because they don't have that.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So what do they need to do? They got to go get that. This is, to me, and that's why I fall back on it doesn't fit. And I hope repeatedly that doesn't sound like me saying Jonathan Kuminga is not a good basketball player, or even that we know exactly who he's going to be someday. But I just don't see how it's okay to ask Steph to do this. You're 6'2", you're going to get into a pick and roll up high, and you're going to come off, you're going to get double teamed, you're the tiniest guy on the floor, but you're Steph, so if you do have two trees in your face, you're either going to get around them at least enough to create openings on the floor for others, and who's waiting for you? It's Pods and Kuminga. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's more slashing players who are not good at knocking down a three. You can, to me, don't get mad at Steph or Kuminga, get mad at the way the game has evolved. Like that's what Oklahoma City's doing. It's what Minnesota is doing. It's what Dallas is doing. The Warriors do not have enough 3-point shooting and spacing. And so we can bang our head against the wall and continue to get more information on Jonathan Kuminga all we want. But I just, these three players who are at the core of the Warriors right now, it's just puzzle pieces that don't fit, if you ask me.
I think they do fit, and they fit at certain times and in certain situations. And I would like to see the offense be a little bit more diverse when we get down late in games. And, you know, Steve told us last week that that is their best play, and it's worked for the better part of 10 years, and I get that. But I do think that there's space for other things, whether it's Wiggins attacking or Kuminga attacking, putting the defense into different spots other than the same old high screen and roll.